Boy, this has been a big week. A very big week for me, as I've had to make one big announcement, and now I'm about to make another. If you weren't listening on Wednesday, I announced that after more than 30 years of broadcasting here at 570 KVI, I will be stepping away and leaving radio first week in April. So you've got me for another 6 weeks. And, of course, the obvious question to ask is, well, why? And, you know, wanted to make it clear, it has nothing to do with any disagreement here. I love this company, and I love our management team, and I love our team here at 570 KVI. The going is really good. We are a profitable station in an industry where a lot of people are not, and I've never had more fun. I cannot recall ever having this much fun, and this is a pretty fun job, as I've had in the last couple of months, and it's only going to get better. I mean, it is just a great place to be. So why would I leave? Well, because of an opportunity. An opportunity where I will not just be taking a new job, but I'm starting a new career. As many of you know, I've mentioned it from time to time on the program, in addition to doing my daily radio show, I have also, for the past almost 4 years now, been the vice president for government relations at the Kemper Development Company. Now, what's the Kemper Development Company? The Kemper Development Company in Bellevue runs, owns, manages, and develops the Bellevue Collection. Now, what's the Bellevue Collection? Well, a lot of you have heard of Bellevue Square, and that's part of it. But the Bellevue Collection is a whole lot more than that. It includes three hotels, a Hyatt, a Westin, a W, three office towers, 200-plus stores, hundreds of condominium residences, and 82 restaurants from coffee shops to full-course dining, some of the finest restaurants in the state of Washington. All of that, plus 12,000 parking places, free parking, by the way, on 50 acres. It is the most visited place in the state of Washington, with the exception of SeaTac Airport. The only place that attracts more visitors than the Bellevue Collection is the airport. And starting April 11th, I will be assuming the duties as president of the Kemper Development Company. So I guess you could say I'm going corporate here, Big Mike. And as much as I would love to be able to do both, I had to make a choice. This is not a job that I was looking for. I knew that our company president, Jim Melby, who's been a friend for many years, just a great guy. We were actually out at the UW at about the same time, though we didn't know each other back then. Jim has been the company president for 25 years. And we knew he would be stepping down. I assumed when I was asked to lunch by Kemper Freeman, the owner of KDC Again, everything that I told you about that's in the Bellevue collection is all privately owned. And the company that's responsible for running it is Kemper Development. So when Kemper wanted to have lunch, we have lunch often, so I didn't think it was anything out of the ordinary. He said, something I want to bounce off you. And I assumed he was going to say, well, with Jim leaving the company as president, we're going to have to parcel out some of his responsibilities, would you be willing to take another portfolio and make that work? But that's not what he asked. He asked if I would like to succeed Jim as company president. What an unexpected honor and privilege that was, just to even be offered that. And I made the decision, yes. So that is why I have to step away from here after a pretty good run and become a corporate president. And it's the corporation I love best. So it's a good match. I cannot thank Kemper Freeman enough, not only for the job, the promotion, but also for the job I was doing before the promotion, and for 40 years of friendship. And we've worked together on a number of projects over the years. And, of course, Jim Melby, who was in this, he's been at the company 35 years, but he's been with Kemper as president for a full generation, 25 years, helping to grow and build what the Bellevue Collection has become. So that is what I am leaving here to do. And I will still be around. You know, I'm not, you know, we have some friends. I'm sure you have friends as well who leave the state, you know, for whatever reason. I know a guy who sells real estate in Texas who's pretty familiar to KVI listeners, who retired there and is welcoming people to move to Texas or other places. And I understand why a lot of people do. Me, I love it here. And not only that, the Bellevue Collection is one big reason why this is a great place, a great vicinity to live, a great area. But I also believe that we're going to start turning the corner here in Washington State on a number of things. And I want to be part of that. And I want this station to continue being part of that. And I know that from talking with our management that they are committed to KVI doing that as well. So now you know the full circle, the full story. I wanted to tell you everything all at once, but I couldn't make this announcement until today, and I was really worried that the word was going to seep out that I was stepping back from the microphone here, and I didn't want you to hear that on Twitter or on someone's Instagram post or, you know, leaking online in some other venue. So I wanted to let you know about that earlier this week. All right. Again, our line's always open on the John Carlson Show. We are not always able to take calls, but we try and keep the lines open at 206-421-5757. That is 206-421-5757 outside King County. It's the same number, of course, 206-421-5757. You can also text the John Carlson Show anytime with what you have on your mind at 206-421-5757. And I have to say this. When I made my retirement announcement, I honestly did not foresee the sheer volume of response we've gotten. I did not foresee the sheer volume of response, and it is genuinely humbling to see that I've apparently had a positive impact, not just on changing this or that, you know, in terms of laws and ordinances and policies and whatnot, but people tell me that made a difference in their lives. And I never get tired of hearing that. And it's very wonderful. So thank you all very much. And again, I will be here until April 4th, the first Friday in April will be my last day here.